It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, which is where we recorded today's episode. And I want to say a big thank you to the guys from the White Sands Hotel. And make sure if you're out this way, pop in. It's one of the nicest hotels in Dublin. They have a lovely bar called the Oasis Bar, which serves great food, lovely drinks, and a very warm atmosphere. So make sure you do pop along to the White Sands Hotel. Or if you are from outside, if you're from outside Dublin and you're ever thinking of popping up here, make this your choice to stay. Beautiful views of Dublin Bay and the lovely White Sands that are in front of the hotel as well. So that is the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Also, I want to say a big thank you to our show sponsor, which is the Snail Box Restaurant. And the Snail Box Restaurant is situated just outside Ashburn in County Meath. You can enjoy a delicious meal in a welcoming environment, complete with stunning panoramic views of Meath, Dublin and Louth. It's located just 20 minutes from the M50. It's a perfect spot for a back-to-school celebration. If you have a family, they love kids in the Snail Box. They love giving kids decent, nutritious food. Let their family take care of yours. That is the one thing I love about the Snail Box Restaurant, is it's family run. It's not one of these corporate restaurants. It is run by a local family, and the food is absolutely exquisite. So make sure you check out the Snail Box Restaurant, just 20 minutes from the M50. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's edition of Opinions Matter? It's caused quite a stir on social media, and it's a message from Akuba. And here's the message she sent. She said, "I'm listening to you for many years and always admire your approach to topics about ignorant racists in Ireland." Well, the thing is, we give everybody a fair say, but we don't let racist comments go unchallenged. Anyway, she says, "My family is from Kenya and we are living in Ireland almost 10 years. We moved into a house in Tala a year ago. We live in a cul-de-sac in an estate, and I feel we are being left out of events because we are African. At the weekend, our neighbour had a birthday party in their house for their little girl, who is the same age as my son. They invited nearly all children on the road, but not my family. My children are 6 and 10, and they asked why we were not invited. My son and his little girl don't know each other much, but they are same age, so they could be friends. And I feel like, what kind of person would leave kid out of celebrations? Who would do this to children? My husband took our children to knock into the party and say they want to join, but this did not happen. The party had a bouncing castle and they could see and hear the fun that was going on. I am heartbroken that discrimination exists. What should I do? My husband wants to approach racist neighbours because he is very angry over this. Should I call out the racism?" And that is her message, and it has divided opinion on social media anyway, hasn't it?
Sorry, JJ is just talking into my ear there, sorry. Sorry, JJ was talking to me there, so I didn't get to hear the full message. Did you say that they told the kids to knock over?
Yeah, which is fair enough. I don't see anything.
Fair enough. I have secondhand embarrassment. What's to suggest this is a race issue? Why is this even being called a race issue? Why is everything a race issue?
No, not everything is a race issue, but if they're the only if they're the only family in the whole cul-de-sac that weren't invited to this party, that would suggest that
the
neighbors are not being inclusive.
Well, what I want to know is how much of an effort has this woman gone to make sure her children socialize and are integrated with the rest of the community.
Yeah, I know in the road I live on, which is what, 15 houses or whatever, there's all nationalities. In fact, only mm-hmm. two of the houses are Irish, ourselves and other people. And we have every nationality and every colour. And mm-hmm. we regularly get together. We'd have, during the summer, we'd have barbecues and stuff like that. We'd never leave anybody out. The fact that they were the only family that weren't included in this would...
But the other families might have been on the road. Like, at the end of the day, you have a right to invite who you want and who you don't want. Like, the sense of entitlement is strong on this one.
But what's the sense of entitlement?
No inclusive. Knock in and ask, can you join the party? Like, come on, come on.
But would you not agree that, and this probably comes from both sides, would you not agree that when it comes to especially African people living in Ireland, that African people and Irish people, a lot of the time, they don't mix properly and that they don't get to know each other.
But it's just, like, why is everything branded racist? You said yourself that your child and this child aren't friends. So why would you... I don't know. Like, sometimes... I don't know. The world gets crazier and crazier. Like, they're not friends. Chances are the other kids that were invited because they're on the road a lot longer, probably. She said she's in the house how long? 2 years? Is that what she said?
1 year. 1 year.
1 year. So not even... Well, just 1 year.
Yeah.
Not even 2 years yet. And...
So you don't think it's racism?
I don't think it's racism.
You think the race card is being played here, is it?
Oh, 100%. Like, not all of them, but a lot of them use any excuse to play the race card, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing the fucking race card being used. Excuse my French. I really am.
Okay, there's a huge reaction to this. If you want to get in on it, 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. This lady, Akuba, is... claiming that it's racism and she wants to call out the racism. What do you think? The fact that they were the only family in this cul-de-sac that weren't invited to a event that appeared to include everybody else would suggest that they were deliberately discriminated against. I want to hear from you. Here's Niamh.
Hey guys, I can't come on because I'll be working. I just read the story that you're doing today and I just wanted to say that I used to work with a Nigerian girl and she had two young kids the same age as my youngest, and she invited me to their party and we couldn't go. There was something else on and we couldn't go. But when she showed me the pictures and stuff like that, we literally would have been the only white family at the party. Everyone else was Nigerian. But yeah, no, like she invited us, you know, even though she knew, like, colour didn't come into it. Like, she knew, she likes me, I like her, our kids have never met. So, I mean, like, it was so nice of her to invite me and the kids to her kids' party. Like, there was no race thing, nothing, but we would have been literally the only white family at that party, like...
Portia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Now, you're listening to this story with great interest. Is this racism, what happened in this cul-de-sac?
Not at all. I think, to be honest with you, I think with racism, it's a state of mind. She must have been in her feelings for her kids not being invited, but race has got nothing to do with that. Because you know yourself, as a parent, when you're having a birthday party for your kids, they come first, you ask them, which friends do you want to invite or whatever. It's all about them at the end of the day. So, like, if the kids didn't invite her kids, it's got nothing to do with race. It's just they're not friends yet. So instead of complaining, I just think she should have just, like, on the day, just knocked over, handed over a birthday card just to say, oh, I'm your neighbor. My name is such and such and such. I want to introduce myself. I just want to say happy birthday. And that's it. They'll keep her in mind. They'll say, oh, well, that's a lovely neighbor. And then just leave it to the kids to be friends. But I think saying racism, oh, that's a stretch, in my opinion.
You think the race card has been played here, even though they do feel that they were left out of the event. They were the only family that weren't invited, by the way.
But how does she know she was the only family not invited, though? Did she personally see all the kids and make a register? Because you can't know anything like that, to be honest with you. It's just an assumption, in my opinion. Unless she had a register for that birthday, knowing that every kid showed up there. Like, to say racism, it's ridiculous, to be honest. I'm of African descent. If someone of my neighborhood, I live in a cul-de-sac as well, I'm not expecting my kids to be invited. I know kids sometimes one day they're friends, the next they're not friends. It's up to the kids to get along or not. If she gets invited, that's fine. I'm not going to say to my kid, oh, because they're racist or whatever. I just say, listen, you're not friends. You know, just give it time. They don't know you yet. Oh, this kid is older than you. Just give them that explanation. But if you're putting that energy about racism, what are the kids learning from you at the end of the day?
Well, you have to understand where they're coming from. There's this big party, birthday party at the weekend. From what we believe, this cul-de-sac, there's what, 15 houses in this cul-de-sac, Katie?
Yeah.
There's about 15, between 15 and 20 houses from what I can see. And they're literally the only family that aren't invited. And they happen to be the only family that lives in the cul-de-sac that are African.
I don't think it's racism. Are they putting, you know, sometimes you might, like, I know sometimes you might be in your feelings, you might be, oh, they're, but is she making an effort to engage with the community? Because sometimes you expect people to approach you just because you're a different color, or you expect something different. If they, she's not putting herself out there, they'll just say, oh, maybe they don't want to be invited. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think race is, it's racism is into it at all. I don't know if she's putting herself out there to your neighbours, introducing herself.
But she said, hang on, she did. She said, my husband told our children to knock into the house. And what?
Well, to knock in the house, that's ridiculous. Now, you're putting your kids through that. To knock in somebody's house, just to ask that why you're not invited, that's taking a bit too far, in my opinion.
But they made the effort, this African family made the effort to call in. And is it not just about being inclusive?
I know, but you can't force people to be inclusive if they're the ones. It's their birthday party. They say, you know how it is. I'm sure you've got kids as well. You have to save, scrimp and save and stuff like that. It's all about the kids. If your kid doesn't want those kids to come to the party, imagine if they showed up in that party and then all the kids are playing around together and your kids are being excluded. What about those parents? They have to now pick up the pieces and say, oh, no, kids, you have to. It's not all about your kids anymore because you're trying to cater for those kids that are being left behind. In my opinion, like, I mean, she should have taken the kids maybe somewhere for a movie or anything like that. I know, honestly, if I was in the same situation, I don't think I would think it's racism or anything. I just think, well, the kids are not in good books. You know, you can't force these things at all. You can't and expect a good result. No.
Okay, say that for a second, Portia. Angela, you're listening to what Portia said. It's not racism. I argue that it's just about being inclusive. She should have invited the family. What do you want to say?
I think it screams racism, to be honest. She's there. They're there over a year. And can I just pull something there? Her husband wasn't suggesting to go over and ask, and the kids asked why they weren't invited to the party. It was like, go on over there and see if they'll let you in. I said, what's wrong with that? You know, it's like, this is meant to be a community. This is what's wrong with Ireland. People don't know their neighbours anymore. They don't want to know. Like, I know, I grew up in a cul-de-sac where all of the kids were invited to everything, no matter whether they, because we were all, you know, kind of newly private-built houses. So, let's say there was 28. At the start, there was 6. If one moved in, they'd be invited. If the next moved in, they'd be invited. It's called, inclusive. Invite them in. You know, why not?
Exactly, Portia. Why not, Portia?
Why out of 15 or 16 houses are the black kids not invited?
Well, Portia.
That's a good point you just mentioned there. Yeah, to maybe send the kids over to knock and say, you know, can we get in? But I just think it's a bit of an imposition, to be honest. If I was in the same situation, of course you have, you know, some feelings hurt and you're thinking, oh, my kids are the only.
Yes, people should be more inclusive. But at the end of the day, I'm thinking these parents had nothing against this black family. They were just catering to their kids. Probably they're not friends. No kids in the playground.
It was the only family they didn't invite, Portia. What part of that do you not guess? That was the only family that wasn't invited.
Is it going to get to the stage where guards aren't going to be able to arrest someone because they're black, or a bouncer won't be able to refuse admission? It seems to be the race card for a lot of black people in Ireland.
Hold on, Casey. If ever there was a case,
I can't hear.
If there ever was a case to be the black card, this is the case. This is the case to pull the racism card.
No, it's not. If I have a party and I don't invite someone to my house, that is my decision.
Okay.
How dare anyone think, oh, I'm going to send her up to the door anyway. Like, cheeky feckers.
No, I think they're right. I think they are right. And you know what? Send the kids up to the door, bring them in, have a ball, and that's what could happen then. Oh, my God, they're lovely people. We didn't know them up until now, and they're lovely people. The kids get on great.
I'm all for equality. I'm all for equality and everything else, 100%. But when equality starts going so far in the other direction...
It hasn't gone that far.
Well, you know, it's going to get to a stage where if a company is hiring two people and they have a black candidate and a white candidate, are they going to hire the black candidate because they're terrified? No, because they're terrified of having the race card pulled. This is the fact. This is what's happening. The race card is being pulled for everything, and it's bollocks.
Katie, the race card would be if you had 15 jobs going and you had 16 applicants and the 15 jobs went to white people and went to white people and the one job didn't go to a black person. That's racist.
I guarantee you there are a lot of people over there that would, or over here, black people here, not all, but that would claim a race issue that they didn't get the job. If it was a one-on-one, I guarantee you there are. I remember, Jeremy, do you remember us years ago speaking to someone on a previous station who got pulled over by the guards for having no taxi, took the car off her, which is by law what they're entitled to do and what they're supposed to do. Do you remember what she said to us?
No.
That it was because she was black. I'm sorry. No, love. It was because you broke the law.
Well, no, there was a video was the last year, and we ended up discussing it on this show. Two fellas were stopped going into a nightclub in Dublin, and they put the video up on social media and claimed that the doorman were racist.
Do you remember
that woman, what's her name, said she was going down to the nightclub with a banner to protest about Breida?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she said she was going to protest outside the nightclub claiming that. Now, all these doormen did was stop two customers that day. So, yes, the race card does get played. But in this instance, I agree with you, Angela. I think they're right to be annoyed about
it. The cheek, the entitlement.
There's no entitlement.
I'm sorry, you are not entitled to go to someone's house and go to their party. You are not entitled to be invited to anything that someone else is planning that doesn't involve you.
This is the same case.
Okay, Katie, let me ask you a question, Katie, right? So you're living in a cul-de-sac where there are 10 houses, okay? One of those houses have a black family that has moved in the past 6 months. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're listening, yeah.
Yeah, so one of those families out of the 10 houses has moved in the past 6 months and you're having a party for your kids. You've invited the 9 white families and not the black family. Why not?
Now, to me, that stands out like a sore thumb. That stands out. So you invite 9 families and...
Families know each other. Maybe they know each other for whatever reason. This woman didn't get invited. And I'm sorry, but that's life. You deal with it. You dust yourself off. You know, have a party yourself and then invite them to that party.
How are they meant to get to know each other if you don't invite them? What's wrong with
them? Get to know each other the same way I get to know my neighbours out on the road by the kids playing together. The sense of entitlement from people is insane.
It's a birthday party. Invite the kids in so they can get to know them.
No, I'm sorry. If I was having a party and I didn't want to bring anyone, black or white, and they showed up at my door, I wouldn't take it out on the kids. But by Jesus, I'd be having words with the parents. I'd let the kids come in. I wouldn't do that to the kids. But the parents putting their... No, I'm sorry. And then you're putting this in your kid's head. And then she said to me on the phone when I was talking to her, my 6-year-old was crying, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because of the colour of his skin. I'm sorry, the 6-year-old might have been upset and might have wanted to go to the party and everything else, but I don't believe that the 6-year-old called it out as racism.
Well, no, a 6-year-old probably wouldn't. Well, maybe
Jesus
a 6-year-old
Christ,
would.
Christ, I just, the world has gone fucking crazy where you can't have a party without being called a racist.
Kate,
like,
here's cash.
Oh.
Marta for him. The husband told the kids to knock on the door and ask why they weren't invited to the party. Oh my God. Oh my dog, God, talk about playing the racist card. She said herself they weren't friends. Why do you invite people? Parties are expensive enough and, you know, if you're having a party in a house, you can only have X amount of kids. And why would you invite kids that you're not friends with? My two boys living in an estate, and there's kids in their row that they're not friends with, and they would never dream of asking them to a party. It's not because they're being mean, but... they're not friends. So why would he send the two kids to knock on someone's door and have them say, no, you're not invited? oh my God, the poor kids, they must have been devastated. But the parents should have just turned around and said, oh, look, you're not friends, look, but we'll, you know, not everyone can be invited to a party, you know. Why?
Well, it was
you,
everybody.
Can I address a message that just...
Let us speak for
saying about we're racist.
It's a voice note.
That's an absolute joke now, because she's only looking for sympathy and looking for attention.
It was literally the only family. It was literally the only family that wasn't invited. I don't get what part of it you don't get.
Sorry, my headphones are wonky. I just want to address a message there from Damien saying, oh, he remembers a segment we did where a child in the classroom wasn't invited and I had sympathy for the child.
Oh yeah, you did. You're dead right, Damien.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because that's very different, because the kids are spending the whole day together. They're talking about the party and the child is, you know, in that circle where everybody went. This is different. This mother's and, you know, father and the kids, they don't know these kids. They don't know them. A party in a classroom is very different. It's completely different.
It's excluding children. It's excluding children. Yeah, it is.
No, a party where one child in the class isn't invited and that child's going in the next day to hear them all going on about the party and everything else, that's different to being on a road and the family don't know these kids in the other family. I mean, it's not even nearly the same. It's a ridiculous comparison because the context is completely different.
Harry Johnson.
Well, good afternoon, boys and girls, or girls and boys, or boys and boys, whoever's on today, I'm not sure. Have a good day anyway. Just in regard to today's topic, it is a bit of a sad situation, but before we go jumping on a bandwagon calling everyone racist, as she said herself in the message, they're not really friends, the two kids. They could be, but they're not really friends, and I understand it's a cul-de-sac. But unless you speak to these people and ask why they weren't invited, or were they just overlooked, or whatever the innocent reason could be, just are not friends, I don't know. But to be just calling people and making assumptions because of the colour of their skin and their perception of what's going on without having to talk to anybody, it's pretty sad to just jump on, oh, the racism card. Now, it could be, but as she said herself, she hasn't spoke to these people. She hasn't engaged. So she doesn't know that to be true. Feelings aren't facts. And until you get the facts, don't let it hurt your feelings. You know, if it's true that it was because they are coloured or from Africa, that's horrible.
But you can't prove it. You can't prove it, Jonathan.
But I just think she's jumping up and down and getting ahead of herself without ever discussing or having a talk with the people that had the party the weekend. Could be all sorts of reasons why they weren't invited. But if she didn't ask the question, she'll never get the answer.
I know, but unfortunately, there's no way of proving that. No neighbour is going to admit, listen, I didn't invite this family because they were African. I didn't want any African people at it. Now, we saw a comment, JJ passed a comment on to us, from this guy. Sorry, what's his name again, this guy?
Joseph.
From Joseph, that was on Facebook, that disturbed me. He's probably a bit strong. But I felt a bit sick, Joseph, after seeing your message on Facebook. Tell me your story.
Well, I'll tell you now, Jeremy, I used to live in Tala, and the reason I got out of there was because they're just dragged up pond scum, the children in that community. Mm-hmm. And the parents aren't much better. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. They spend their days in the pubs or in the bookies. It's just an out and out kip. I got sick and tired of it. And it's absolutely no surprise that this is how people that are in any way different are treated by the scum of Tala.
First of all, Joseph, Tala's a
can
huge,
can I pass
huge
me
place.
The popcorn? Seriously, did he just call the kids generally pond scum in Tala?
Which is, it's disgusting.
I don't think it is. I've lived it. Have you guys lived in Tala?
No, I haven't. Okay, what part?
I got the hell out. The best thing in Tala is the road the fuck out of there. Okay, as far as I'm concerned.
What part of Tala did you live in? What part of Tala? Tala is a huge,
This is the funny bit. They call it Joe's Town for a reason, not Job's Town, because nobody has a fucking job. That's the why. That's why I got the hell out of there.
Okay, you lived
single mothers pushing prams there on Big Bum Boulevard, aka the Green Hills Road. You see it constantly. I am sick. It's always Tala. There was a documentary on the Kip a few years back on the television. I am in no way surprised that this is the type of shite that people have to deal with in that absolute cesspit of a place. I'm honest to God, Jeremy.
And when you were there, how long did you live in Jobstown for?
Not too long. It was 7 or 8 years. Okay. And it took my time.
I bet you anything. You never said it to any of their faces, though, did you, Joseph?
Well, you wouldn't, because you'd be stabbed to death or something.
So you came on with his opinion. No, you had his opinion.
Yeah.
So
you had to grin and bear it for a long, long time.
And did you? This isn't a topic about running down Tala and Jobstown. Did you at any stage witness the type of? I'm assuming you're a white Irish person.
Did you
witness racism, discrimination against people of a different race?
Absolutely. Anyone that was in any way different, it's just an absolute cesspit.
Are you sure they didn't discriminate against you because you're a snobby prick?
I'm not a snobby prick.
But I'm sorry, he's just called all the children of Tala pond scum. If he can give it, he can take it. Are you sure the reason that you were, you know, left out of things is because you're...
Katie, are you a mum?
I am a mum, yeah.
You bring your kids out to Tala, to the so-called playground that they have out there. Oh, right. Yeah. Nice, yeah. Well, yeah. And they live in a nice area of Tala.
I'm from Blanche originally myself, actually. So, I mean, right. I don't know how you feel about that.
So you might have gone and done a bit of shopping in the square, and that'd be about it. Then you go back home to the safety of your home.
I would rather live beside a million of these pond scum than live beside someone snobby like you who'd speak about people.
Well, when I bought the house, I stupidly spent over €300,000 on a house in Tala, hoping for some form of classy society. Not a fucking hope in that kid.
Okay,
not happening. So we got the hell out.
Okay, rather than spending the next half an hour running down Tala and all that's bad about it, well, sorry, Jobstown in particular, what racism did you witness when you lived there, if any?
Oh, but from the younger kids specifically, the N-word was used frequently. Yeah, I see it. Oh, I saw it all the time.
Sorry,
I was afraid to let my kids. My kids had to stay in.
Agree.
Sorry, by Jim.
I wouldn't let my kids out to play. There were certain. If you're a parent, you'll know this. You can't really let your kids out to play unless you know who they're playing with, and that would include the parents.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Single mom.
And the class of children there in Tala, I'm not making any apologies for this. People can at me on the phone all they fucking want. No child of mine is playing with any child from that area. Not happening. Not in a million years. Now, thankfully, we moved out of there and moved in to an estate where there's a certain class. Your new neighbours were thrilled to have you, were they?
Okay, what sort
of... I get on very well with my new neighbours and my kids have great friends.
So what?
And that's all we want for them.
What age were the children that you witnessed using N-word, using racist language?
God Almighty! There were some as young as 6 and 7.
That's sad.
And they didn't lick it off the ground. Yeah. Let's be totally honest. They didn't lick it off the ground. We know exactly where it came from.
Joseph, to brand all people of Tala, because anybody I know from Tala, or anybody I've ever had dealings with in Tala, I have to say, is genuine salt of the earth.
Well, my experience of Tala was very, very different to yours, and I lived there
probably
for 7 or 8 years.
Had a little something to do with that, though, Joe.
And I can't understand why you would think that. I lived there for eight years. Then. I've experienced it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Where families from other backgrounds, African families that were obviously not native Irish, they were abused on a daily basis, verbally abused.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. All because of the different colour of their skin, or anyone in any way different, was treated, apparently, by the so-called people of Tala. I'll use the word people loosely. Okay. They're pond-like.
Okay, and your children were not let outside the door for the entire time that you were living there?
No, myself and my wife did our best as parents to raise them accordingly and teach them respect, which there seems to be a serious lack of with the children there.
But not all people in Tala, Joseph.
I'm sure he doesn't understand that
because it sounds like he's speaking collectively about the whole population of Tala.
Well, I, like many, tuned in to your show this afternoon, and when I heard where it happened, I thought, oh, well, knock me over with a feather. Not a surprise at all.
So when you heard about this African family being basically discriminated, well, allegedly discriminated against, they were the only family in the cul-de-sac that weren't invited to this party, and they are African.
There's no allegedly about it, Jeremy. That's racism. That is complete and utter racism. The reason those children weren't invited was because they were black. Let's be honest.
No, let's
there's
not.
There's no allegedly about.
Okay, let's. Well, there is an allegedly about because there's literally no proof. Okay, they are the only family that weren't invited. They do happen to be from. They are African, but there's been no admission of guilt. The people who were, you know, hosting the party did not say we're not inviting you because you are. Because you're African. They didn't say that. So
They're not going to say that. They're not going to say anything. They're just going to not invite them.
Stay there for a second, please, Joseph.
I find his comments, and I know opinions matter, and you are entitled to your opinion, Joseph, and that is your opinion, but I think I find it extreme. I'm not even from Talla, but I know people in Talla, really good, decent people, salt of the earth, and I find your comments actually extremely insulting and unfair.
Geez, you were giving out a few minutes ago about snowflakes now, and I know you're ticked.
No, but it's not fair to refer to kids. It's not fair to refer to all kids as pond scum.
It's disgusting.
Is that just white children, Joseph, or does that mean black children as well, this pond scum comment?
What happens in Talla, the gentrification of Talla needs to happen. They need to have a good class of society in there, and then maybe things will improve in the Job's town.
But she has left. You're the good class of Talla. You've left.
Well, when the black families came in, I was quite happy to see them there. I like an affluent society, and I like that there's people from different communities coming in and making the place better. But what they got when they got to Talla, and I've seen it with my own eyes, was just torrents of abuse heading their way because they were in any way different. And that's what you've got to deal with in Talla. So if anyone's thinking of buying somewhere in Talla and listening now, I'd advise them not to. The place is a kip.
Well, some people don't have some people don't have a choice, in fairness.
That's also very patronising. Some people want to live in Talla. Some people purposely buy out in Talla. There's people who are born and bred, raised since day one in Talla. What you were saying, that people only live in Talla because they don't have no other choice. That's what you just said.
It's a completely different discussion for another day.
Yeah, well, here's Dave.
Hey, that's a great show there today, as usual. That guy Joseph, Jesus, it sounds like he's after being stood up or something by some young one out in Talla, and he has a bit of a bee in his bonnet with it. Jeez, you can't be going around saying that, lads. Bang out order.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Francis, you've been listening to Joseph there. What do you want to say to him?
Well, when he said I could have been knocked over with a feather, if I had a hammer, I'd knock him over, clean over. He's the most unreal, uneducated scumbag of the year award should be given to him. There is loads of people in Talla. Talla is a very, very big place, and there's some lovely.
Okay, well, he did narrow it down. He narrowed it down to Jobstown, because that's.
I've never been in Jobstown, to be honest with you. But if I was having a party and I didn't know the woman at the end of the block, whether she was white, black, yellow, green, or what, I wouldn't invite them because I didn't know them. And if you didn't play with my children, I wouldn't invite them because why would I just go out and say, come on in, have a party? It's my child's party. I'll invite their friends and who they want. But I wouldn't leave a person out because they're black. No way. I'm far from racist. I love the black people. I work with black people. They're better than the Irish people, to be honest with you.
But the only family that they were left out of this happened to be African.
Did she just say they're better than the Irish people? I'm just curious.
The black people have more compassion, and it's like as if they're always wanting to be accepted in this horrible, ugly country. I don't know why. I really don't know why, because there's so many racist people here. They won't get jobs. They won't do this. They won't do that.
Well, then you're actually agreeing with what Joseph is saying there. Yeah. You're backing up everything he's saying.
Knock me over with a feather.
No, I'm saying black people are lovely.
Okay.
They're lovely.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody is arguing otherwise.
But the person that family didn't invite, they may not have known them. Did you ask the person, did they know that family?
Well, Joseph, you jumped on straight away when you heard about that family and you said they must be racist. They must be racist.
I can't see any other reason as to why they weren't invited. It seems to be clear racism to me. And by the way, that woman just say, if she ever saw me, she'd hit me over the head with a hammer.
She did.
She must be from Talla as well then, is she?
I don't know where she's from, but I assume she didn't mean it literally. Stay there for a second. Here is a voice note from Keith.
So now this racism bullshit, black and white card fucking crap. is spoiling down onto children. If somebody doesn't want you in the house, they don't want you in the house, don't got to do with fucking skin colour. When I grew up, man, there was plenty of people didn't want me in that fucking house. I didn't go up and call them fucking racist over it. Well, man, shit needs to fucking change here. This race thing, it's way out of date. It needs to be fucking stopped.
What needs to be stopped?
I think this goes deeper than... I think there's
so calling out
here.
Racist. He's saying calling out racism needs to be stopped.
No, calling out fake racism needs to be stopped. I think that's what he meant. Fake racism, I'd imagine. Who was that message from?
It was from Keith. Angry Keith.
Why are you calling him angry for? He's passionate.
He's always angry. Sorry, I just want to address this fellow who commented on... I'll come back to you in a second, Joseph. A couple of people want to talk to you. This fellow that... I love the way... Have you noticed the way some people, they just throw out phrases that they don't even know what it means when they hear something that they don't agree with? Callow is his name on Facebook. And he said, lefty NGO agenda on this show. Now, what does that even mean? Why do people throw out phrases that they don't understand? What has this podcast or this discussion today got to do with being lefty? No one is giving a lefty. What is a lefty attitude? We're simply talking about whether or not it's racism to discriminate against an African family. And then when you bring in NGOs
it's
into
not
it.
What has NGOs got to do with discrimination? Okay, forget
Callow or whatever your name is. Go back to bed. Seriously, go back to or take your meds. Take your meds today. You need to take your meds, okay? Please. Let me go to...
This is an angry show today.
No, I'm getting angry now.
Yeah, lefty, here we go. It's getting excited.
Lefty,
it's getting hot in here.
Lefty NGO agenda. That's just three words that don't even go together. They don't even make sense. Grow a brain. Sorry, who's on the other line there?
Wow, Jeremy.
John.
Angry.
Is it John?
Yes, it's John.
Is he angry?
Oh,
John,
probably.
How are you?
Hi, Jeremy.
Now, what do you want to say about this?
Just with Callum's joke there, I think he's talking about the last person's comments about every black person in Ireland being lovely and cuddly. There's good, bad in every community. But the whole, oh, they're lovely, everyone's lovely, that's the lefty NGO agenda. Like,
What's an NGO agenda, though? That doesn't even make sense.
The NGOs are pushing for everyone to come to Ireland, Treasure Ireland. Everyone should be let in. Open the borders. Let everyone in.
Because NGOs are. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That's news to me.
But back on topic anyway. If you don't know the kids, why would you invite them to your party? Like, my mate moved over here from Scotland. And moved into a sort of newish estate with a lot of kids around. And he had his young daughter. So he did make his daughter make friends. Was he threw a party just for all the local kids in the cul-de-sac. Just a welcome party for, I'm not going to say her name, but for her, so all the kids could come and she could make friends. He made an effort for her daughter to become friends with the kids in the area so that she'd have people hang out with and play with. He wouldn't have expected anyone to knock down to their house and go, oh, none of the kids know your daughter. Does she want to come to a party?
So why is someone like Joseph then, as soon as he heard that story, and I mean, Joseph, as soon as you heard that story, racism, that's all you said, racism, they're racist.
Absolutely. It sounds like as an out racism to me, Jeremy. My daughter's third birthday.
I'm sure everything sounds like racism to you, Joseph. You seem to have a massive chip on your shoulder.
A chip on my shoulder? Well, we're talking about a family from Kenya who weren't invited to a whole party. By all accounts, the whole estate were invited.
If there were a family from Kerry and they weren't invited because their kids weren't friends, this discussion wouldn't be happening.
I think there's more to that going on. It mustn't have been the first time that happened to them.
You have a massive chip on your shoulder.
Racism... racism in Ireland
exists. If this was an estate in Skerries was happening, you probably wouldn't have that chip on your shoulder. You seem to have a massive chip on your shoulder about Callum.
So I have a chip on my shoulder because you
said
it's about right.
You're not making you sense. In. You said
a lot of people, I'm sure, as soon, and I won't have been the only one. I can guarantee you that. As soon as Callum was mentioned, a lot of people would have thought, oh, there you go. That's why.
You probably wouldn't have thought it or Lusk or
sorry, I just have to stop. Does anybody hear Joseph, when you're speaking, and I don't know if you hear yourself, but the vitriol when you actually say the word Tala, have you noticed that even the anger when
because
Tala,
Katie,
spat out.
But first of all, okay, I'm just going to address, you wouldn't buy a house in Tala, you'd no interest in buying a house in Tala, number one.
Because it's not near my parents for childcare, for work,
it's not where you want to live, Katie. Yeah, it's not where you want to live.
Not because
you
of the people. Not because of the people, there's good and bad everywhere, and that's the truth. And Joseph, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be very honest here. I would rather live in an estate in the worst part of Tala, and the people who are guaranteed are far more decent than you are, because your attitude is disgusting.
Okay, well, John, in fairness, Joseph has had, 7 to 8 years of bad experience. He's witnesses. What did you witness, kids? 5 years of age using racist language, Joseph?
Using the N, specifically the N word. They can only have learned that from their parents. They didn't lick it off the ground. They've been dragged up.
So after experiencing that, can you not understand, John, why he has that attitude?
Yeah, but Tala's a massive place. There's what? There's nearly 300,000 people in Tala. All of them are scum, pond scum.
Tala's a kip. I stand by that.
If I'm in town and get jumped by a lot of black lads tomorrow, can I say all black people are pond scum? They were calling me honky and white dickhead and stuff like that. Can I just then say all black people?
You can say what you like. You've got freedom of speech, whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant. I lived in Tala for 7 or 8 years and I think it's a kip. I'll always think it's a kip. I will never step foot in that place again. It's a set place. That's it.
It was really that bad. The experience was that bad that you wouldn't step foot.
It was an awful place, Jeremy. And my first inkling of it was when my daughter celebrated her birthday and myself and my wife invited her classmates to the house for a little party. Just a bit of cake and some Rice Krispie cakes and stuff. Simple little things. And of course, the parents dropped their kids off. And as soon as I saw the parents, I thought, oh, fuck that. They're not hanging around with those children. Not a hope.
What
was wrong with the parents?
I'm speechless here.
The parents, where do I begin? We're talking Canada Goose, the caps up, the typical, stereotypical scumbag look. They all had it. And any dads that weren't there was single mums. It was just god-awful. And I'm sorry, and people can at me on this and they can call me all sorts of names on this. But any parent listening at the moment, they judge parents the same way I do. And if they don't meet your standards, then your child is not hanging around with theirs. And that's the end of it.
So that's why you kept your kids. That's why you kept your kids indoor for the entirety of the time.
But
7 years.
The more I listen to you, Joseph, you know, I suspected it at the start, but now I'm fully convinced. The reason that you weren't invited to stuff, and I'm sorry, I don't mean it to be abusive, but I have to be very honest. I'd say it was nothing to do with the color of your partner's skin or your children's skin. I'd say it was more to do with the fact that their dad's a dickhead.
Sorry, what color is your partner's skin? Or do you mind me asking?
He said in the message.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that
part
of the message.
He said in the message.
Sorry, is your partner not Irish, Joseph?
No, she's not Irish.
Sorry,
no,
I didn't realise. I
thought you knew that. You saw the message.
I didn't see the second message where he said that. Sorry, right, okay. Where is she? Where is she originally from?
She is from Africa. Oh. And we met many years ago. Now, she wouldn't be as black can be, so she tends to get away with racism sometimes. But it's the people that are black, Jeremy, that get dogs abuse. And she has received abuse in the past, which is, again, it's something that was more prevalent in Tala than it was anywhere else.
Okay, what did she receive?
Certainly not where we are now.
Did she receive racial abuse while she was in Tala?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
do me a favour, stay there for a second. I want to actually find out what was said to her when she lived in Jobstown, which don't go away. Let's have a listen to Darren.
So she's in the estate a year. She hasn't got fuck all English. She clearly hasn't integrated, and now because she's not invited to a party, she's playing the race card. No, piss off. Maybe integrate, learn some English, and then maybe people will mingle with you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Very quickly, Joseph, because people want to know this. I didn't realise, I wasn't told that your partner was non-Irish, that she is African. What was the racial abuse that she received when you guys lived in Dublin 24?
It was the usual, like, go back where you came from, you're coming over here taking our jobs, the N-word, all of this absolute bullshit from the usual suspects. So you can see them coming a mile off. And the place is just, we had to get out of there. 7 or 8 years have passed. My children, it was just a bloody awful place. I have absolutely no time for Tala, and I've no time for the people that live there.
But that's a few bad people who live there.
Those people are scum, by the way.
Anyone who would do that to your partner, to any person, because of the colour of their skin or where they're from, they are scumbags.
A lot of bad people. And then when I heard your story today, that's why I thought, well, there you go. It's still happening.
You talk about racism, right? But I have to ask you, what about classism? That's a form of discrimination. Could I not say you're a classist?
I don't think there's anything wrong in wanting a classier society than the one
but
you were living in.
You're judging people based on their class, yet calling
I'm judging
it people
based on their acts.
No, you're not. You're not judging people with my own eyes.
If we're to break it down, did the racism towards your partner happen on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis? Was it just a handful of times in the 7 to 8 years you were living there? How often?
I wouldn't say daily. Maybe weekly. Weekly basis. So there's always kind of looks across, and you knew that you're just constantly getting judged by the people.
And I'm sure.
Nice
okay, I'm sure you don't want to tell me where you live now. If you do, that's fine. But where
Absolutely not. No, that's fair enough.
Nobody does.
I wonder why.
No, nobody tells us where they live on the show. You never have people coming on giving their road. Where you live now, has she experienced that same racism?
Well, shock, horror, no. We live in an affluent area with a classier people are children are allowed out to play because the friends they have been raised properly. They have manners. They respect their parents. They have both parents. All perfect.
Now,
no racism.
I've said this before, and I've been slammed on this very show by saying that a lot of the time racism is more prevalent in more working class areas, and that's a fact.
It is a fact. It's not fair.
And there's the stats to back that up, by the way.
I know.
If you are a black family. Living.
It's not fair to the good people of Tala, though.
No, of course not. No, there's lovely people in Tala.
Yeah.
But you, if you are a black family living in an affluent part of Dublin, yeah, you are less likely to receive threats, racist comments.
I mean, well, I don't know. In some parts of Dublin, you'd be in the majority. So I think some parts of Dublin now, the white person is in the minority. I'm just saying, you go towards Balbriggan.
Okay, stay there for a second, Joseph. Let me go to. Who's on the other line, Katie?
That is Damien.
Damien, how are you, Damien?
I'm grand, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
Just a couple of points. I agree, actually, although the words that he used, I wouldn't agree with. But when I saw the message initially and saw Tala, the first thought came into my mind was, I'm not surprised either. The second thing that I'm extremely surprised that my voice message was commented on without actually being played, which is extremely rare. When I brought up the point that exclusion is exclusion, whether it's race or not. And Katie was so upset for the poor child at the birthday party. And it is similar because it's exclusion.
It is similar.
No, it's not. It's a completely different context.
And the third point I want to make.
Well, no, actually,
is,
let him make his point.
Katie, no, sorry, he's made a comment
let me
there,
finish.
But
let him finish.
Katie, you can finish whenever I'm finished.
I was asked what I thought.
Now, let me finish my point, please. The third point is, Katie, and especially for you, is that if you have to keep denying that you're not a racist, that answers a lot of questions.
Damien, you spend every time I'm on spamming the show with messages about me, voice note after voice note after voice note about me.
I don't agree with you.
I disagree with you.
That's
okay. No. But it's a little bit. There's people who don't agree with me, and it's kind of creepy. One, I think you need a hobby, and two, in terms of what happened in the classroom, that's very different to on a street where you don't know the family. In a classroom, the kids are all classmates. They spend a long period of time together in an intimate situation or setting, as in they're all personally involved, like with each other. They're friends, classmates, blah blah blah. It's very different. To not, I wonder about this family, how much they have actually integrated with the rest of the
maybe
world.
Not at all.
What
maybe not at all.
They've
yeah.
made.
Maybe not at all.
You don't know. You don't know whether they have or have.
But neither do you.
That's the point. Yeah.
Neither do
but
you.
But I'm still saying they were still excluded. Well, they were. Well, they won't. They were still excluded. And just to bring back a point that you said. Because I don't agree with your opinion and I constantly send in text messages disagreeing with you, that's what this programme is about.
Damien, but like it's borderline creepy at this stage,
that's
to be honest.
Creepy.
It's constant.
What?
Yeah, I know it is. It's a bit weird.
Don't mind her, Damien.
It's kind of creepy.
Katie, that says more about you than it does about me, actually.
Oh, I think you're a little bit obsessed, buddy.
I think you're both obsessed with each other.
I think we need to change where the studio is. Damien's going to be outside looking for me.
Thank you, Damien. I love Damien. Here's Jess.
You're on your own.
I think he's a pain in the ass. Are entertaining this bollocks. So people are being called racist now for not inviting specific people off the road, and because they're black, it's racism. Like, if this was a white person and they weren't invited, this wouldn't even be a topic. It's because they're black. Like, what world are we actually living in? Like, it's absolutely mental. And then as for the family that actually were the original posters, why would you want your child to go to a party where they don't know anyone anyway? I genuinely think this is all for attention. Like, being called racist because you didn't invite people that you don't know. Like, they don't know you. Why would you want to be at a party where you don't know anybody in the first place?
I can't think of anything worse.
Oh, it's unbelievable. This is a very fucked up world that we're living in.
I can't think of anything worse than going to a party where I don't know anybody. I'll leave the last word to you, Joseph. I'm sorry for what happened to your partner and all that time that you were living in Jobstown. I don't think it's a reflection on all the people of Jobstown. There are good and bad everywhere. I do think racism is more prevalent in working class areas. We all agree on that. And I'm genuinely sorry about what happened to your partner. No one should ever be judged or discriminated against or be called names because of the colour of her skin. And I'm glad that your life is happier now that you're out of there.
Thank you, Ben. However, I appreciate that.
There's an addendum to this. I'd also like you, before you go, to redeem yourself somewhat by actually apologising to the good people of Tala, because they're not all bad people. I'm sure you met, in your 8 years that you were living there, I'm sure you met some lovely people. I know lovely people there. Not everybody in Jobstown is racist. And I'd like you to be man enough to actually apologise to the rest of those people who didn't.
I will in my hole. Jeremy, I apologise for what I had for 7 or 8 years at Tala. Absolutely
thanks,
not.
Thanks,
people were talking there a couple of minutes ago about integrating. How can black people integrate into a town full of racists?
Okay, thanks, it's Joseph. Bye. I did offer him the chance to apologise, Katie. I did my part, and he wouldn't apologise.
I'm just busy listening back to Damien's. So I'm going to go back to Damien.
Oh,
no, I'm not obsessed. Okay. Go back, do me a favour. Go back to all the messages. All of them begin with, "Hi, guys. Just a message for Katie."
There you go.
Just a message for Katie. Damien, I don't want your messages. Sorry, creepy man.
I do, Damien.
I'm sorry, no. They're all aimed at me. Listen, disagree with me all you want, but no, I'm sorry. It's getting creepy now.
That's the way Katie makes every show about herself.
No, but every time.
Anyway, those of you who are angry at Joseph, I offered them the chance to apologise. But as you can hear, he was genuinely very, very, and still obsessed.
It's unfair to blame everyone.
No,
though,
of course it is.
It really is.
And I think, to be honest with you, Joseph, if you're listening back to this, I think you realise that you should have apologised. You should have said, listen, I was out of line. I was out of order. You should have apologised. Polly says, if that was my partner, I wouldn't apologise either. No, what happened to his partner is absolutely disgusting. It should not happen in this day and age. It should not have happened. But to brand everybody, not every single person in the estate he lived in was racist towards his partner. Not everybody. There was a bunch of people. I don't know what percentage of the people were racist towards him, but not everybody was. I can understand his anger. You know, he's not living there anymore.
I'd say it was more to do with the fact of his attitude than his partner's colour of her skin. I think his disgusting, vile attitude was probably a lot to do with it.
Well, you know, when your partner's coming home every day crying,
that's horrible. You know, that happened and is beyond disgusting. And those people are, to quote him, pond scum.
Yeah.
But I'd say a lot of the reason people probably didn't want to do anything with them is because they probably didn't want to go out somewhere with a prick.
Thank you.
to be perfectly honest.
For those of you whose opinions weren't aired, you were all given a chance to come on to the show as usual. If you chose not to take that chance, don't come crying to us. It's called Opinions Matter. You all get invited on. A lot of you choose just to sit on the keyboard and not come on, and that is your prerogative. But don't moan about it later. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter.